John Siegenthaler is a veteran journalist. He's the former editor and publisher of the Tennessean in Nashville, as well as the first editorial page editor for USA Today. He is not, and let us repeat, not in any way connected to the assassinations of John F. Kennedy or his brother Robert. He was somewhat surprised, therefore, when he read his biography on Wikipedia, the online encyclopedia that anyone can write for or edit, which linked him to those murders. Wikipedia has since removed those errors and changed its policy so that users have to register before they can contribute articles. New rules, however, do not stop users from editing content as they wish. Well, how much trust do you now put in Wikipedia? It's a subject we've previously addressed on Talk of the Nation. 800-989-8255 if you'd like to join us. 800-989-TALK. Email us, TOTN at NPR.org. Joining us now from a studio at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee, is John Siegenthaler, and it's nice to have you on the program today.
Thank you so much.
How did you first learn about the entry in Wikipedia with your name on it, your bio?
A friend of mine, a fellow named Victor Johnson here, he's in his 90s, and he surfs the net, and he called me one day and said, Google, and then hit the Wikipedia link, and under your name you will find something that's outrageous.
Hmm.
And so I did, and I was outraged.
I can bet that you were. Apparently there was one line in it that said you were an assistant in the Justice Department during the Kennedy administration. That part was right.
That part was true.
And everything else in it was?
I was Bobby Kennedy's administrative assistant for the first 14 months of the administration.
Mm-hmm. So when you read this outrageous charges, what did you do about it?
Well, I first of all tried to, for the first time, find out what Wikipedia was about. And a few days later, my son, John, who's a television journalist with NBC in New York, called and said, Dad, you're on reference.com and answers.com with the same stuff. And so then it was not on one website, it was on three, and I now know on, as Mr. Wales said, on dozens of others, may still be on dozens of others as far as I know. But then I set about to try to locate Jimmy Wales and the representatives of the other two websites, and finally, after a couple of weeks, got in touch with Mr. Wales, and he cooperatively immediately took it out of Wikipedia's history.
And it took a little bit longer, but you got it out of the two other websites that you knew about.
That's right.
This being the World Wide Web, it's possible that this could be bouncing around there forever, though.
It could be. My grandson, Jack, who's the third John Siegenthaler, will probably be 40 or 50 years old and may find that his grandfather in some parts of the world is suspected of being an assassin. The conspiracy theory may be revived as a result of Wikipedia.
The one thing I also know that you tried to do was track down the name of whoever it was who posted this. One way to discourage people from doing this is to sue them.
I'm not really, I'm not about that. I've founded a First Amendment Center at Vanderbilt University, and obviously the First Amendment protects outrageous speech. Other people may want to sue for defamation. My theory is that the best way to respond to outrageous speech is to answer it with better speech, and I tried to do that with a column in USA Today, and now the search continues to find the person. I've been able to narrow the origin of the Internet Protocol number, the IP number, to my home area in Middle Tennessee, and I think that I, or perhaps some investigative reporter, will result in we'll work hard, and our efforts will result in my finding out. Obviously, the person who did it told others, and the others told others. So it's not that big a secret. It's just a question of finding finding the location and then finding the person. And then I simply want to confront them and ask them why and find out more about the origins of this and what motivated it.
Let's get a caller on the line. This is John. John calling us from Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah, you know, I'm curious why you didn't edit your own Wikipedia entry, given that you can do that.
Yeah. The truth of the matter is I don't want to have anything to do with Wikipedia. I was offended by it, and I didn't put it up. Mr. Wales, who's responsible for it being on Wikipedia, took it down. There is now as a result of other entries made over the last 5 days, even worse stuff, vicious, vindictive, almost violent stuff, homophobic, racist stuff about me that was diverted and put into the history, and I hope Mr. Wales has now taken that out of my history on the web. But I choose to answer in my own way, and my own way is to expose what I think are incurable flaws in the Wikipedia method of doing things. I didn't know about this for 4 months. I couldn't take it down because I didn't know about it for 4 months. And when I found out about it, I contacted him, and he cooperatively took it down. And then I responded in my way with an article in USA Today.
John, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Jimmy Wales joins us now on the phone. He's a founder of Wikipedia, and he's with us from his office in St. Petersburg, Florida. And Mr. Wales, nice of you to join us again on Talk of the Nation. Appreciate your time.
Very good. Thanks. Nice to be here.
I just wanted to get your end of this this story with Mr. Siegenthaler. And when he contacted you, what did you do?
Well, I was horrified to see this in on the site. So I just immediately had those revisions deleted from the history, and apologized to Mr. Siegenthaler. We try to be extremely responsive to this kind of thing.
And I understand you also instituted some changes.
Yes. Well, just recently we've instituted changes that are really part of an ongoing, system of changes on the website. So we're always tweaking how we do things, making adjustments here and there to try to improve our processes and procedures so that we can improve the quality.
Mm-hmm. But as I understand it, there now you have to be a registered user in order to start a wiki, to start an entry.
To create a new page, yeah, that's correct. The idea here is to basically slow down the pace of new page creation, because part of what happened in this case, is an ongoing question, is when the new pages patrollers are overwhelmed with volume, then things may slip through the cracks. And so this is a way of slowing that down so that people can have more time to actually review the new pages as they're created.
And this is the group of about 600 people, volunteers, who look at these things and double-check them.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, mm-hmm. 600 to 1,000. It depends on how you measure who's really active. Yeah.
But though there are now restrictions on who can create a new entry, anybody can still edit.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. It's anybody can still edit. It's still a very, very open process. But the difference is when a new page is created, as it was in this case, the page is often fairly obscure on the website. In other words, it isn't well linked from other articles. And in this case, because of that, nobody really saw the article among the editors. So what we want to do is it's perfectly fine if people are editing articles that are well watched and well taken care of, because mm-hmm. those entries are carefully monitored. It's just a problem if it's a new entry and it isn't on anyone's watch list and it isn't linked from anywhere, it could be overlooked.
Mm-hmm. But with anybody still allowed to edit, malicious things could still creep in.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's going to be true of any sort of open process anywhere on the Internet. I mean, people can post on message boards, things like that. The difference here is that we actually have a process for correcting that. We have a community that monitors things. If somebody posts something malicious on your typical message board, it's very difficult to even track down who you're supposed to complain to have that taken down. With us, it's just one click to make the fix.
Mm-hmm. Yet it is also possible, and you certainly know much more about the web than I do, but that this information about Mr. Siegenthaler is going to be, was copied, we certainly know, onto other websites, and it could be bouncing around there for a long time.
Well, sure. Now it's been published at USA Today in his editorial, so it is, widely seen, but at least for us and the partner sites who we work with, it's been taken down from the site for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
That's really important to us.
Let's get another caller on the line. This is Jason with us from Nashville, Tennessee.
Hello, gentlemen. I was under the impression that, you know, Wikipedia was kind of to be taken with a grain of salt, knowing that, that everyone can contribute to it. And I've never, you know, had a personal attack put on Wikipedia about me. But isn't that kind of, when you read Wikipedia, you kind of understand there is going to be, you know, a little bit of craziness in there, and that's what's fun about it, and that's what keeps it up to date.
Is that right, Jimmy Wales?
Well, I definitely think that you should take Wikipedia with a grain of salt. I think you should take almost everything with a grain of salt. But in particular, Wikipedia is definitely a work in process. We don't intend for there to be any craziness in it. I mean, we don't accept this sort of thing at all. But as a work in process that's being currently written live on the Internet by thousands of volunteers, we aren't yet at the stage where we can say, well, these are the reviewed versions of the articles that we can point to and say these are Britannica or better quality. We're not there yet, but that's the direction we are trying to head.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much for the call, Jason. We're talking with John Siegenthaler, a former editor and publisher of the Tennessean and former editorial editor of USA Today, who found a scandalous entry about himself on Wikipedia, and with Jimmy Wales, founder of the Wikimedia Foundation. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And Mr. Wales, one thing Mr. Siegenthaler was trying to do was track down whoever it was who did post this entry on Wikipedia. Were you able to help him very much?
No, not very much. I mean, we were able to trace it to Bell South, was the ISP. But from that point, and this is something that I definitely would agree with Mr. Siegenthaler about, a part of the problem here is that ISPs tend to be very unhelpful in helping us to deal with problem users. So when people come and do something malicious to Wikipedia, they start putting spam in Wikipedia, or they try this or that. All we can do is we block the IP number.
Mm-hmm.
But when we make complaints to ISPs, we typically get essentially no response from them, and I think that's a serious problem.
Because it seems to me that you would be just as interested as Mr. Siegenthaler in finding out who this was.
Oh, absolutely. It's a terrible thing when people abuse freedom of speech, in a way that puts, all of us at risk, really. But it's a difficult problem because, we don't live in an era anymore when there are a handful of people who are effectively able to use their freedom of speech. We live in an era when, anyone on the planet who's connected to the Internet has the ability to publish to a global audience. That gives rise to a whole new environment and a lot of interesting questions.
And Mr. Siegenthaler, I apologize. I'm told you need to leave us. Final words before you go about this experience about Wikipedia?
Yes. I'd just like to make a point that I think the fix that's attempted is helpful, but the real problem is that it's not fixable in the long run. Over the last 5 days, as I said, some vicious homophobic racist material has been put on. And now there have been, and before the lock was put on my biography, there were very industrious editors who were watching very carefully. And they did what Mr. Wales will tell you, is they reverted that mm-hmm. stuff, which means that it went into the history. And so any child who knows how Wikipedia works will be able in the future simply to go to the name and then hit the history panel and find out right there what the material was, and so the viciousness goes on. And so I appreciate his effort to fix it, but in the final analysis, unless he addresses the in-depth problem and recognizes that there are people who are going to come in and contribute and continue to defame, Wikipedia is not going to be a reliable source for many people in this country.
And Mr. Siegenthaler, thank you very much for being with us today. John,
thanks so much to you and to you, Mr. Wales.
Thank you.
Okay. He's had to leave. We have a couple of minutes left. Jimmy Wales, can we get another caller on the line?
Well, I just wanted real quick to respond to what he just said, but
oh, sure.
He's missing some important factual information, which is that we have the ability to go in and delete individual revisions from the revision history.
So that it's not there to find.
Pardon?
So that these scurrilous things are not there to find.
They're not there to find, right, okay. Right. And in fact, we went through the article again this morning. This particular article is under intense attention from all over the world right now because there's been a lot of press coverage and so forth.
Sure.
So, we're making extra sure. The typical case, though, is that by and large, most people are not doing malicious things at Wikipedia. You know, most of the revisions that we get are very high quality, even from, you know, random IP numbers on the Internet. But we do have the ability in cases like this to go in and just completely remove offensive revisions from the revision history because we have no interest in publishing that sort of thing.
Joseph with us from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Hi, how's it going?
Okay.
I'm calling to ask you about identity systems. I was wondering if you were planning on implementing any of the ongoing identity projects that are going on to help emphasize trust amongst users, like Identity 2.0, just so most of the listeners who don't know much about that are concerned.
We have very little time, so I'll just give Mr. Wales a chance to respond.
Okay, yeah, I can just answer that very quickly. Yeah, we're looking into those kinds of things. So far, we haven't seen anything that's really mature enough or useful enough for us to be able to use. We do have identities within the website. In other words, people can track other people's contributions and see what they've done, and that's part of how within our core community, we all know each other, and there's a level of trust over time. But in terms of transferring trust across different websites on the Internet, I think it's an interesting development, but I don't think it is there yet.
Joseph, thanks for the call. And Jimmy Wales, I know this is no fun. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
Jimmy Wales, founder of Wikipedia. He joined us from his office in St. Petersburg, Florida. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan.